next time you stop buying Randy's.
Power is gonna restore 15 to 20 million gems. I am your future.
You have the power.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. And we're proud that all of you tuned in. But I want you to go to your telephone and invite others to tune in. Ask them to go to 860 on the AM dial, or they can tune us in from anywhere in the world on the internet simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And right on the left-hand side of the page, there is a Listen Anytime or Listen Live link. Today, I have two very special guests on the program. One is Rich Logis, who is a very popular person on our broadcast. He is the principal of RJL Technology Integration. And as I mentioned before, he is a very well-read person, knows how to speak up, and today we have to speak. Next person with us is Mark Andel. He is the founder of Made in America Store, and they've been getting an awful lot of publicity lately. In fact, I saw the great article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal and other publications talking how important it is for us to promote American-made items. And through Mark's article in the paper, we also saw that we are lacking a lot of industries, a lot of skills, and a lot of jobs that could be here in the USA. But today, I'm looking to do some positive thinking about how we're going to help the American people, the American worker, to get promote more positive efforts on what we're going to do to stimulate America's economy. As every one of you see, all we hear from Washington is how much they want to raise the taxes. Have we heard from any of them how they're looking to raise the job rate in America and lower the unemployment rates? The answer is I haven't heard it. I've heard there's a stalemate on this side and there's a stalemate on that side, but no real discussion about jobs. I'm first going to turn the microphone over to Rich Logis and ask him to say a few words.
Michael, Mark, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning to your listeners also, Michael. And let me just first mention to start off regarding this stalemate, which comes back to something that I like to say a lot, which is that division is very profitable. The idea of us against them is a very profitable thing in politics. We had a $6 billion presidential election that just went through. I think that proves my point that it's pretty profitable. What we're not hearing about with the tax or the proposed changes in the taxes is, as you say, what will the money be spent on? But even further than that, if we're going to raise taxes, where exactly does the government plan on spending the money? We still have infrastructure in parts of the country that is third world-esque. That's even the U.S. Corps of Army Engineers has stated that. We still have a healthcare system that's in no way reflective of a fair and equitable system, which would be a single payer, a true healthcare system. We still are talking about aid and aid and aid and constant aid to other nations, study after study, which has proven that aid to other countries actually weakens us by empowering those around the world who don't like us. So what are we going to do with all this money, right? What are we going to do with these tax increases? And on top of all of that, one other thing I'd like to mention, I am in full disagreement that someone who earns, let's say, a couple hundred thousand in a business should be taxed at the same rate as a guy like a Bill Gates or a Larry Ellison or someone like that. I mean, that's just stupid. It is. It's just plain, it is not conducive to helping us grow the economy here domestically rather than go after small business owners and have them pay constant and constant amounts of taxes. A business that's facing a $30,000 or $40,000 tax bill, I believe that many of your listeners, Michael, would agree that that money is better spent creating jobs, investing in the business.
Absolutely.
Other investments with other companies, whether you're contracting for a marketing service or any kind of service that it might be, that money is better spent invested in the business than going to the Treasury, which is just going to go and create more phony monopoly money that we're going to loan out to other nations, or that we're going to have other nations buy anyway so we can live on their currency. I'm not an anti-tax, flag-burning anarchist, as I like to joke around with people when I say that. I'm not saying no tax. I'm saying, let's, if we're going to talk taxes, let's be smart about it. Congress, as of this point, is not really giving specifics on what they'd like to do.
And you know, Rich, when I hear what they have to say, I'm always asking myself, can you justify right now where our tax dollars are going? And their answer is, you know, we're working on all sorts of issues. I think it's time for everybody to really take a hard look at where the money is spent. How is it benefiting us? With us on today's program is Mark Andel. And you're absolutely right by saying the money should be reinvested into businesses. And Mark is a fitting example of just that. Number one, he took an idea and made it into a store. He took people and he put them into a job situation. He should not be taxed for doing a good job promoting a positive thing, which is Buy American Made products, or for bringing people on. He should be rewarded for doing that. And that should be what should be done across the board all over the USA. Employers, companies should be rewarded for bringing every new person into the job market, not allow people to sit back and say there's no jobs around. How do we reward the people? This is what I was on a few radio stations arguing with people this past week. They said, well, we need the taxes. And my question is, for what? Have you asked your local legislators, your congressmen, and your state senators, what are they doing to promote jobs? Oh, well, we're not at that point yet. When will we reach that point is the question. When will we get to the point where we adjust our thinking to looking for jobs? The fact that I ride down the road and see people standing there with signs begging for something, for jobs, for money, whatever, is in itself a disgrace. I turn on the news and I see young people into washing up in stores and in schools because they're homeless. Their homes were foreclosed because their parents all of a sudden got out of a job, and in 6 months they could no longer afford the basic lifestyle that they had, let alone a luxurious lifestyle, a basic style. These are the kinds of things our national leaders should be impressing us with. The fact that veterans call our agency asking for jobs, do we have any jobs leads, is in itself a disgrace because the Veterans Administration has no jobs. So these people are scrambling around to see who else in the system, and all of the other job-funded agencies by state government, they're all not doing their job because there's no jobs to send anybody to. They're wasting our time and our money. And the point of all this is, can we justify, Rich? Now, you're a very well-read person, and Mark, you're in business. Can you justify right now where our tax dollars are going?
You know what? I want to say, Mike and Rich, you hit it right on the head with the tax. You know, Warren Buffett's, Bill Gates, you know, and God bless them, they're successful. But me as a businessman, I'm trying to control the cost of doing business. And when they talk about raising taxes at all, that cannot be the master plan. We need to get our government on board. We need to convince them that taking manufacturing back is a major step to help the economy, create jobs. All year I fought fights to control the cost of the sale at my manufacturing business. to keep my doors open, because it's a buyer's market, I can only charge so much over the counter on each job. But I controlled compensation. They came and they reclassified me in classifications that shouldn't exist, and I stood up to them, and I won, because they're trying to come up with monies any way they can, and they're hoping the guy doesn't stand up. But when you're in business, you do anything you can to survive, and they need to come up with a master plan. When I say take back manufacturing, we need to get the government involved. We need to get the schools involved. We need to start at entry-level positions and get these people working again, and let them, don't give them things, give them unemployment for 2 years. Make them go back to work, and America got lazy too, but we need to get together and have a joint effort here to bring back our jobs and help build this economy.
Mark, if I may, we're both business people, and you just mentioned something I'd like to ask you about. You mentioned costs.
Yes.
Do you agree with the logic that if you're going to look to grow your business, create jobs, expand your business, that one of the first things you're going to do is look to not cut corners, but cut costs somewhere in your business? Would you agree that's a reasonable approach?
Yes.
Okay, so why doesn't the government do that?
Yeah, and that's what they should do. They never seem to – they seem to try to get more money out of us workers, successful. We're rare breeds, Rich. I mean, we're in business, and you know what I mean. You live and breathe your business every day. You treat it like a newborn child. That's what we do, like a mother treats her child. But I come in, and, right now I sell snowplows up north here, and it didn't snow, but I'm finding ways to deal with that and override. I come up with new ideas. Or, we always try to cut a little cost, shave a little here, price check, call three places. The government just doesn't seem to grab that cost of a dollar and how to save money and also create different opportunities other than just coming after the successful. That, there's only 50%. I think entrepreneurship's down 50% now. I mean, you want a young kid to come out of school and think, boy, I could run a business. I could dream. I could build that business. But you can't handcuff them, like they are.
Well, guys, this is something else, if I may say also. The fact of the matter is, now the facts are that the uber wealthy of the United States do pay a higher percentage of it, but they don't pay typically income tax. They pay capital gains tax. So all of this talk in the campaign, which, let's say Mitt Romney, he made this, he made that. His income was taxed at the same capital gains rate as all of Congress's capital gains, as all of any investor's capital gains. So those guys, no matter what happens, they're always going to be okay. Why? Because the majority of their income is in capital gains.
Correct.
That's where their income comes from. And Michael, we can look right on a basic internet search, and we can see exactly where the federal government spends its money, which is an over $2 trillion budget. You have approximately just for defense and, which I call offense, but for defense and Medicare, you have 40%+ of the monies that come in for that. You have 6% of our budget just for interest on debt. So the government, before it starts talking about raising taxes, would be wise to say, where is it that we can cut? Now, Mark, we're small business owners, and if we're running on and managing our business well, just like any small business, there's probably a good chance that there's not a heck of a lot of room to cut. But I think 700 or so billion on defense, I think we can find a few dollars there, guys, to do it.
Right.
Now, Mark, would you say that since you started the Made in America store, that government has rewarded you or discouraged you?
Yeah, they have been rewarded. The people have been great, but our property tax locally, they're just raising 4% when the guy just promised he wouldn't. I've got, like I said, compensation, liability insurance, and health going up. I need help, and I'm a diehard. I mean, we come up with ways to keep it rolling and growing, and that's from working hard. There's no secret. And really doing your homework and really living and breathing that cost, before you spend that dollar. But it's very hard, Mike. to stay open. I, you know, in that 2-3 years I'm going on now, I'm very happy with our success, but it's been very difficult. Boy, they could help me, and I'm really January. I know next year is going to be a challenging year with everything going up, and if the tax cuts don't come through, and different things that are going to hurt us. Health insurance is a, you know, I could just pick on that alone if I want to keep that benefit for my people.
Yes, health insurance
both of my employees and myself to try and keep that. Now you can eliminate it. That's my next step. That, you know, instead of 50-50 we're at now, I used to be pay 100%. Then I went to 75-25. Now I'm at 50-50. Next year I'll have to cut more, and it hurts that employee more, and they have less disposable income. You know, that's one of the major problems in the country too. People just don't have that money.
Yes, I have a meeting today, in fact, with our local health care provider, because they just raised our rates 17.5%. Now, I don't know how they justify it, but they're bringing me a regional representative in to discuss it with me, and I'll be very happy to do that.
I went up 18%.
18%. Like, exactly. Now, I mean, how, where does
18%? Blue Cross Aquashade, exactly, across the board.
Across the board. And some groups went up 30%. Now, I don't understand how all this is happening. But it is, to getting back to my main point, is not the drug companies, not the healthcare providers, not the hospitals, and not the government. No one is justifying exactly where the taxes are going. And here we are in the internet age where they should be able to put that up on the internet for their providers to see. This is why we are doing it. And besides, why is one group getting this amount, the next group getting that? Why can't we all collectively be in one group to save money for American workers, to save money for you, Mark, that you could help your employees more, for Rich, for everyone listening to the broadcast? You know, when I say justify the taxes, every state has to do that, and when they're doing the budget.
Well,
46 states in America presently have a balanced budget amendment, which means they begin their fiscal year with dollar in and dollar out. Why isn't the federal government doing that? I've been pushing that idea for the last few years, and every time I did it, the congressman that I am friendly with tells me, you're never going to be able to see light at the end of that tunnel, because nobody wants to budget. They want to take the pork programs out of them. Nobody wants to see that exposed for what it is. Well, I want to see it. Why don't we have that on a referendum on our budget, the way 46 states in the USA have placed it on their amendment years ago, and they have a balanced budget amendment? Why can't the United States of America, the federal budget, do that?
We should know that. Why don't, like Rich, you said, why don't they cut costs like we do as business owners? Why don't they go, I went 50-50 with my employees, why do they get 100% paid health insurance still? When we're suffering out here, why don't they, you know, cut costs on their end also, which I never understand. You know, that's the first thing they should start working on. You know, cutting costs, showing us that they can run a business or run the store.
Well, that's right. All of us who are part of any sort of movement to bring jobs back to the USA should be rewarded. We should be, you know, thanked for what we're doing. And Mark, you should be getting a discount for every employee you bring into your store or your welding company. Every person listening should be given a reward. Why are we taking our tax dollars and rewarding other countries around the world? The thing that I would like to discuss with Mark and Rich today is tariffs. Everywhere I go, people say, why don't we have a tariff that would make competitive products in America competitive? We're going to pause for a moment, guys, and we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in. The rest of you listening in, go to your telephone, invite a family member or friend to tune in to 860 AM Radio, serving Philadelphia and the three-state area, as well as on the internet simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Hold on. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia, one at 17th and JFK Boulevard in Center City, and the other at 8510 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. Call attorney Michael Steinman's office at 215-564-1866. That's 215-564-1866. Or in the evening or weekends at area code 215-322-0235. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, always available to assist you in the English or Polish language. The Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, known as the PRCUA, established in 1873, is the oldest Polish-American life insurance organization in the United States. They offer outstanding life insurance plans for men, women, and children from $5,000 all the way up to $1 million of coverage per person. The PRCUA is a national fraternal organization, so people can secure life insurance plans and annuities from anywhere in the USA. Their main office is in Chicago, and their satellite office is in Port Richmond, Philadelphia, at 2636 East Allegheny Avenue. The Philadelphia office is open Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., and if you're not available during those times, representatives will meet with you in the evening or during the weekend. For more information, call the PRCUA Philadelphia office at area code 215-425-3807. That's 215-425-3807. Welcome back to another edition of American Workers Radio. I'm here today with Rich Logis, principal of RJL Technology Integration, and also Mark Andel, who is from the Made in America store. And in April, they celebrated their second anniversary, and this year is going to be the third anniversary coming up this April. And Mark, you've done what many other people should have done, and you kept it going, and you're moving forward, and I'm really proud of you. Mark, if I asked you, in your quest to make sure that everything is made in America that you sell at your store, would tariffs have helped us to bring about better competition in some of the products that are made here? And
yeah, I always said, I mean, we could grow this country in a heartbeat if we, you know, raise the cost on the imports a little bit, and we could get a level playing field. I do believe you can grow the country. Of course, we need, you know, everybody to start working together, investors, inventors, developers, and industry, and government, to work together towards this goal of bringing manufacturing back. But I do think, you know, raising tariffs, you could help this country. But there's many ways we have to help it. I'm proud that we're up to 4,600 products in our store, Mike and Rich. You know, they're made in this country. But to be honest, the Wall Street Journal ad, you know, basically it said my hands are tied because there should be more products made here. I mean, we have Slinkies and things like that, but really that's third world stuff. We should have, we've been to the moon and back, and we have the technology and inventors. We should have a lot more product made in this country, TVs, radios. Make the next one here. I mean, but, you know, give incentives, give tax breaks to businesses. Don't treat businesses like they're bad. Treat them like they're good. We're the ones that create the livelihoods. An old-timer once told me, well, Mark, you could have 60 employees, but you're only one vote, you know. But livelihoods is what I'm about. Livelihoods is what grows this country. So, you know, we're on a great we got our 170th bus today, and Mike, like every other one, they love what we're doing. They believe in it, and we are on the right track. It's just taking time. I do think it would help, though, to raise tariffs and, you know, help grow our own country. And I have other countries. The Germans were just in and interviewed me for the Der Spiegel, and they have the same problem in their country.
They do?
Yeah, I mean, they have a similar problem. They need work. You know, a lot of even the cars, they've got the high-end, the Seaways, the 30,000 employee plant, but they don't have, they still need work a lot. China is making a lot of the parts for their a lot more than they wish, is from the journalist that came to see me.
Well, see, there is where the point comes in. If we put tariffs on more of these products and get people back here doing those types of production points, we will benefit in the long run. Rich, what would you say about tariffs?
I would, Michael, one thing that I want to mention, and I know I've mentioned this on the show before, many of the technologies that I implement, lest I be called, you know, perhaps a hypocrite by others, are not made here. But those manufacturers, when they hear from me, they know one of the first things that I'm telling them is, when are you guys going to start producing here? Some who were originally in Asia are now in Mexico. And my joke with them is I tell them, guys, you're getting closer. You just went from China to Mexico. We're only one border away now from coming here. So I know that there is at least somewhat of a shift of thinking that we have to get some of that overseas production back here. Michael, I'll give you an interesting example. We met at the Polish American Center in Philadelphia. You know, Poland has a tariff on Asian electronics.
Absolutely.
A TV that would cost $600 or $700 American dollars in the U.S. would be $2,000 or so American dollars over in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing something there, and you can still buy the products there, but it is at an absolute premium. And Mark, you mentioned TVs, radios, etc. Ironically, those things were invented here,
right?
And were at one time manufactured here.
And there is a Indiana company building a TV now. They got a backlog. It's coming back. And I don't know their name right offhand, but we need to bring back the vision to do that and that can-do attitude we always had as Americans, that we can do it. And there's so much regulation and whatnot that hurts us, but people like Rich and myself and Mike, we believe, and we're the grassroots people, and we have that gene, that rare gene, but we need to make it easier. And you know, and encourage young people and manufacturers to take on more here and give them incentives to do that.
Well, Mark and Rich, I'm going to ask you a question. If we had to make a selection right now of the person ready and able to do that job, to be the cheerleader for America's industries on a national level, do you have anybody you can suggest?
You mean, Michael, as an elected official?
No, a national cheerleader. Doesn't have to be elected. Who will help us bring sort of like the national czar of restoring American-made products? We don't have a leader in the whole system. The president's, you know, out talking about taxes. He should be cheerleading jobs. The vice president, I haven't seen or heard anything about him in a while. The Speaker of the Houses, the Senate, there's nobody talking about anything. We have no one to look forward to leading us through, you know, through this path of unbelievableness.
It's funny, Mike, at one point President Obama said, you didn't build that business, the government helped you. I built my business with no rich uncles from my father's garage in 1989 to present, you know what I mean? But I can't right offhand think of that person, Mike.
It's pretty
sad.
Well,
I'll tell you guys, and first off, Michael, the whole fiscal cliff thing, this is just more, as is most things, politics, it's just more
bull.
Political theater.
It's total bull.
Like debating, yes. You know, who's better, the Mets or the Yankees, the Eagles or the, you know, it's just take the same approach that we have our barroom sports debates, put it in politics, and
right.
It's a big show, it's a big theater, these guys are all buddies behind closed doors, they all get the same fringe benefits, perks, etc. I'll tell you, I've been a long, long time admirer of Ralph Nader, and I know that he is someone who doesn't, is not taken seriously today, which is unfortunate because he's someone who's pioneered some of the great consumer initiatives in the history of America. I wish that we could have seen Ralph Nader debate George Bush and Al Gore years and years ago. The Democrats still think he cost Al Gore the election. So, you know, every Republicans and Democrats, as I said to Henry before the show, who helps put this together, talking with lifelong party voters is like talking religion. You know, when people tell me I'm a lifelong Republican or Democrat, I have to tell them I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that, guys.
Well,
and Ross Perot with
about the,
you'll
about
hear the
Congress
sucking sound.
Running the store, manning the store. Well, I'll tell you, if you got the Republicans and Democrats manning the store, you better get ready to put the for sale sign on it. Don't walk, run.
You know, just in the last few days, I had a few battles with friends who are still friends, but one tried very desperately to convince me to be on his side. And I said, look, I try to be nonpartisan. I vote for Republicans, for Democrats. I vote for the person. And they worked themselves up trying to convince me that I was wrong, that I should agree with this side and not the other side. I said, it's a waste of time. Put all your energy into helping get some of our jobs back, because this is a high-powered person. I said, put that energy into getting the jobs back. Write to your congressmen, write to your senators. It's just like when I speak to people in my travels. This weekend, I'll be going out to several events as well. Some people come up to me and they tell me, Michael, I listen to the program. I read your commentaries on the internet. I see them in the Polish American News. And I am making an impact by going out to the stores and letting them know how I feel about too many imported products. Where is the American made? But then there are some people who come up to me and they say, you know, Michael, I feel embarrassed to speak up because the store clerk maybe will think that I'm a complainer, look badly upon me. Remember me the next time that I come into the store that I was the person who did the complaining. And I say, please, in order for us to make change, we all have to speak up, be viewed whatever you want to be viewed as buying whatever you want to buy, but speak up, because we have to make a statement. That statement will benefit you, your sons, your daughters, your sisters, your brothers, and your neighbors. Because we didn't speak up, America finds itself in the situation it is today. We need jobs. Would you believe America, it needs about really 40 million jobs for its people? How can that even be considered? When they say America needs 23 million jobs, well, that's really what's on the table right now. But there are many mothers who want to get back to work. There are many people who are off all the lists that haven't been out working for a while, discouraged. People who were sick returning to the job force. There are all the young people graduating from high school and college that have no place to hang their hat. The numbers are staggering, and yet nobody wants to speak up. This
Mike,
is the,
did you see the ABC World News series started again last week, Wednesday?
Oh, but Diane Sawyer, I want to tell you, she's
the great
one.
Great Made in America Christmas, and, you know, again, they went after that $64 spent by every American would create 200,000 jobs. But I loved when they released it. Of course, we have madeinamericastore.com, and, you know, we wrote to them, we talked to the producer, and tonight it's on again, and we're going to have a little commercial during, but, you know, I just hats off because it does help. It makes a difference. But when he went to New York City, you know, again, 90% of the items in them bags, and every American spending about $700 for Christmas shopping. But most of them items are not made here. And that, it's just a great, you know, it's proof.
Well, also, what was the better example than anything was when David Muir and Sharon Alfonsi went to New York with the Olympics.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they went and they looked at every product that was made for the Olympics, and they went to the stores and they start questioning why this wasn't made. And then manufacturers came forth. So over a matter of $3 savings per unit, they sold our country down the drain to get more money from a foreign product. It doesn't make any kind of sense.
Did you know Sharon Alfonsi spent 2 days with me last year?
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, she came down, and we were on, you know, the World News last June 26th, I think it was. But she did a very, very good job. But I'll send you that clip.
Oh, please do. And, you know, we got to do something, because the reason we find ourselves in this situation is because the people sat back and said nothing. Now we see 90% of everything in our stores is all American, you know, not made in America, anywhere but America, and the people are still hesitating to speak up.
Right. And 30 years ago, it was the quality seal of the world, made in USA.
You know, Mark, you mentioned about that TV company. I saw something announced in our Philadelphia Inquirer some months ago about this company. If you hear more about it,
I'll find it for you, because we track all the releases.
Because I would like to, you know, give them as much promo as I possibly can.
Will do.
We got to do something to help one another. If we don't help one another, who is going to help us? That's why I always tell people, if you don't speak up, who will?
And I do see people getting more involved. It's slow. People just, you know, don't think they matter or it matters. But I do see a change, especially with my store growth, the website's growth, the more buses tour. You know, but it's a shame. You shouldn't just do Buy American because to be patriotic. You should just do it.
You know, the thing, when
it should be available.
People were telling me they were going out. I send out about 10 people, and I said, go and see what you can find for this Christmas season that's made in the USA. Well, they came back and they reported to me and they said, well, we find a few more things made in the USA, of course, food products and some of the other decorations for the holidays are made in the USA, but not a lot. But they're very disappointed to see almost 100% of the toys, clothing, Christmas decorations and all that stuff. They're not made in the USA, which is really ironic, because they're all being made in countries that don't celebrate Christmas or any other holidays that are enjoyed by the American people. Yet there are suppliers, and our people are sitting home unemployed.
And look at the fire in Bangladesh. You know, they don't have any quality standards, the OSHAs. The quality of life and living and what they pay was shown right there.
Oh,
Mark, one of the precise reasons that many companies sent there and outsourced to nations like that, little to no regulation. Michael, maybe when we come back from the break, did you happen to see the article I sent you last night about companies having cash reserves overseas?
Absolutely, and big cash reserves overseas.
Yep.
Now, if those people were taxed on those cash reserves, that would be very nice. And if those people were tariffed for bringing all that stuff over there, having those cash reserves and bringing the items and selling them, a dollar item that's coming from abroad can sometimes be sold for 1,000% profit or $10 here in the USA. So the people in between are really killing us. We're going to pause for a few seconds, guys. Please hold on. Thank you for being part of this very important discussion, which is bringing attention to the fact that we have to stay united as Americans if we're going to do anything positive to change our economy and our job situation. The next portion of our broadcast today is being presented by Steam My Carpets, and they serve commercial and residential properties in the Philadelphia area. Contact Jay Grzechinski at Steam My Carpets at 1-877-778-3263 or visit them on the internet at steammycarpets.com. And also being presented by the Polish Eagle Sports Club, located at 3157 East Thompson Street in Port Richmond, Philadelphia. For weddings and special events, call the Polish Eagle Sports Club at 215-423-0800. The law firm of Dominik Rostovsky is located on the 30th floor of 1818 Market Street in Philadelphia. Whatever your legal needs are, contact the Rostovsky Law Firm at area code 215-913-6090. That's 215-913-6090. You can also visit the law firm of Dominik Rostovsky on the internet at rostovsky.com. Dominik Rostovsky, attorney at law, is available to assist you in the English and Polish language.
Jolanda Konopacka de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Jolanda Konopacka de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Jolanda Konopacka de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Dr. Eva Machak has two dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. One at 3084 Armingo Avenue in Port Richmond, another at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. Dr. Eva Machak will provide you with quality dental care at affordable prices. For more information or an appointment, call Dr. Eva Machak at area code 215-739-2787. That's 215-739-2787. Dr. Machak speaks both English and Polish.
The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax-deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll-free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. And complete details will be sent to you from the national office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
Welcome back to another edition of American Workers Radio. And what we're really trying to do is promote businesses and, of course, American-made products. Now, we have listeners, I'm pleased to report, in the Carolinas and in California listening on the internet, New York, Maine. I hear from a lot of good people who tell me they love the idea. I get some people there from Chittawaga up in your neck of the woods, Mark. I'm really pleased. You know, they've been to your store. They said these people are so nice. They would like to see that store built 10 times its size and have a lot of those electronic devices we're talking about available in the store there. I mean, I'm really pleased. The few Buffalonians were over there. Guy from Erie was in your store. He wrote to me about 2 weeks ago after we were discussing your article in the paper. He said to me, I saw that article in the Wall Street Journal. This guy has to be congratulated for, you know, all that he's doing. And people are starting to wake up. That's the biggest part. We've been asleep for so long. It's time for us to get up and do something about it. I would like to first of all say a special thank you to our Polish American advertisers who advertise within a 7-day week period each part of the month. I want to thank them for advertising during American Workers Radio and during our daily Polish language program and also our Saturday variety program and Sunday broadcasts. Very, very important. I'd also like to mention at this time that if someone lives in the Philadelphia area and has some experience selling advertising and you'd be interested in expanding your outreach, send me a note to michael@americanworkersradio.com. That's michael@americanworkersradio.com, and maybe we can work together promoting some additional advertisers. Guys, I also want to tell you, Mark, how was Small Business Saturday for you?
Excellent. We had one of our biggest days back, you know, in November. Black Friday was very good for us, but Small Business Saturday, we broke a record. And that's what's neat, Mike. Our store is growing and growing. And like you said, these people, Cheektowaga, Buffalo, and I talk to a lot from the buses all, as far as Oklahoma. And these buses today, we got one from Auburn, New York. But it really, Small Business Saturday, they really stepped it up to help out your local, smaller mom-and-pop stores, not the big box. They know we have trouble competing, but it was really great to see my parking lot full and people leaving. They can't find a spot. It was awesome.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Now, Rich and I were talking about this last week, and we know that Small Business Saturday is promoted by American Express, and I'm hoping at some point in the very near future that maybe MasterCard and Visa would pick up the idea of National Small Business Weekend. That would be the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. We've been having some good experiences with that here in our Philadelphia tri-state area. I've been promoting it for maybe 5 months or so on the radio broadcast, and I'm looking forward to seeing this thing move a little further forward in the coming new year. We have got to do something to get people to put their eye on local businesses, because these are the people that are employing 60 to 80 million Americans as we speak right now. These are the people that have to be helped, whether it's the pizza shop or the shoe shop or whatever, any small business. I'm pleading with all of you every first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month, go out of your way to seek out those businesses. And when you do, make sure you let them know that you're encouraging people to support small businesses in communities. And why am I promoting that so desperately is because, number one, it employs local residents and they keep people employed for a long term, as long as they have customers and are able to pay their expenses. And also, all of the local delivery services are able to be utilized. People are working in the community, you know, bringing goods in and things like that. And it's also an opportunity to focus a little more attention on American-made items. And local, state, and federal government taxes are collected, so the politicians should be really happy to see that people are shopping local, that those stores will not be vacant, that people will be able to pay their taxes and remain a viable part of the community. And as customers, every one of you listening has the opportunity to talk to your retailer one-on-one and encourage them to look around for more American-made products so that we'll be able to keep our manufacturing facilities open and expand them in the future. We can't allow just sitting back anymore. All of us have to join the cause.
Very well, Michael. Said, Michael. Remember, I have 340 manufacturers that I support at our store, and they're all mom and pops, and some are a little larger, but all of them are privately owned, 99%. And the spider web effect that you talk about, how many, that's what we're educating people, how many people you actually help by helping them local community stores and shops, how America was built and how it really makes a difference. And people are picking up on it, but, we tell them, vote with your dollar. You know, people, the consumer has power. and the consumer can make a difference, and the consumer can change the economy.
The consumers can change the entire economy simply by focusing today. As of today, take the challenge. For the next month or two, I will not buy anything unless it has an American-made label. You may have to give gift certificates for Christmas, but at least you're taking a stand and letting the person who receives that gift certificate know that you're not buying American made. Maybe put a little note in there to buy something American made with this. We have got to do something to put the fear of God in all of these distributors.
Michael, I've been communicating for years with MasterCard and Visa to also get in on small business promotion. You know, based on figures from last year, this year's figures aren't calculated yet, of course, but just MasterCard and Visa credit holders, there's over 400 million MasterCard and Visa credit cards in circulation. And you also have another half billion in MasterCard and Visa debit. And the case that I've made is, you see, I believe in business, and Mark, you know, perhaps you'd feel this way too. I believe in business when you can sell your proposal as a win-win for everyone. I believe you give yourself more credibility. And I've said to Visa and MasterCard, American Express has 50 million cards out there. You guys have them trumped tenfold. Why aren't you getting in on this? Why aren't you promoting small businesses? Many merchants don't accept American Express as it is, so let American Express do their promotion, but let's have Visa and MasterCard, who have more cards in circulation, go and do this as well.
Well, I have to say this, Rich and Mark and all of you listening, that this past week I sent out this promo for National Small Business Weekend, and I had a very, very good response from a newspaper. And the man said to me, this is a genius idea. He said, I will do my best to help you in the new year to promote it quietly. I said, well, why quietly? He said, well, first of all, many of our advertisers represent many foreign products, so I would not want to rile them up. But he said, what you're doing is you're bringing all positive reasons for this idea to move forward. And I did mention to him that we would like to see MasterCard and Visa and everybody else get on board with this, because we're not only asking people to support businesses once a year on Small Business Saturday. This is the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Who can live on just one Saturday a year? But it's an improvement to have people coming in at least the first weekend of every month. So, Rich, if you can email the promo that we put up and approved, I think that would be a nice way to get that message out to any contacts that you have in MasterCard or Visa to get the ball rolling. It's not something that's going to take place once a year. It's every month, which really helps make a difference.
And they Micah, have the capabilities to participate in this. And we have to make, you know, we'll continue to make the case to them. And that's what we're doing that every week on the show. You know, you mentioned, Michael, about people speaking up. And after the election, a lot of people were talking about how they voted. And I said, that's great, but that's where it begins.
And that's right.
It doesn't end.
And that's why
voting.
I had a major, major argument with someone about 55% of the people voting. And they said, well, that's a good enough figure. That's takes into consideration the rest of the country. I said, no, I would like to see 100% of the eligible voters vote. Then I really have a good idea what the people are feeling. The fact that 45% of the American people did not walk out of their door to vote is a concern. That's exactly why we are where we are today, because big percentages of the American people simply did not speak up. They were satisfied with the way things were, so let it go. But my thinking is Rome was not built in a day, and the journey of 1,000 miles always begins with the first step. And what Mark, you're doing here on this broadcast, Rich, you're doing on this broadcast, is helping us to stay together, unite people, so we will see light at the end of the tunnel.
I love your idea of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I will do everything I can. In fact, after this conversation, we'll have my social media guy start email blasts that around for you, if that's okay with you, Mike.
Absolutely,
we'll really,
I plead
we'll
that you do that.
This, locally, and we can grow it. We have the legs to do that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a special link up on every one of our sites, and I want people to know that they can access us in a number of places. They can go to American Workers Radio, buyamericanmadecampaign.com. That also belongs to us. AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com and ConsumerAdvocateRadio.com. They all go to our sites promoting this Buy American Made issue. So please, I plead with everyone there. The email is going to go out today, urging people to support the small businesses where they are. Mark, if you can email it around, and Rich, email it around. It's all ready to go. You've already seen it. It's ready to go. Let's do something to bring that journey of 1,000 miles a little closer.
Absolutely. I agree, and we'll help all we can.
Very good. I wanted
to tell you, Michael,
that Larkin Conley and I spoke this week. He's doing something today, but he also has been very supportive of all of these efforts, and he's a very well-respected gentleman. He has promoted this idea with all his representatives of SCORE at Philadelphia, and he was at a national event most recently. When he comes back, maybe we'll talk to him next week. He'll be able to tell us more about that. Only the American consumer can make the positive change that we need to happen right here in the USA, simply with their purchasing power. You and I have said it a number of times, Mark. You can change the world by either giving someone something or holding it back. If we hold back our dollars from foreign products until we get that 50-50 balance, no problem. But the fact that I go into a store and 95% of what I find is foreign made concerns me. If it was 50-50, I'm on board. No problem. The whole world is working with each other. We sell to them. They sell to us. Great. But the way it is now, all the containers come to America filled, and all the containers leave America empty. That's got to change.
Absolutely. You know, that's what I believe. And we are making a difference. Like you said, we just got to keep it alive, get people involved, keep it in front of their face, and make sure they know it makes a difference. Put your neighbor, put your children. If anything, I always say I do it for my 10-year-old daughter. My twins are 17. It's their future that we've got to be concerned with.
Very good. Rich, if I'm going to ask you to do a special consideration this week. If we were looking for the person to come forward to promote jobs in America, who could we put up as our first consideration? I'd love to know.
Okay, we'll have some good nominees.
Let's do that. Mark, the next time we get together, I'm going to ask that you also possibly give us some nominees, maybe from the state of New York. I'll think of someone here in the state of Pennsylvania. Let's see what we can come up with. You have no idea how pleased I am to go at different community events and hear from people who are tuning in and say they really enjoy what they're hearing. Mark Andel and Rich Logis, I want to thank you for participating in our broadcast. You have no idea how important your participation is for America, American workers, and America's economy. I'm going to urge all of you once again to go out this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and support your local community stores. Not that you're not urged to do that all year, but this first weekend of every month, go out of your way to make sure they know that you're supporting something very positive to keep those stores vibrant in our communities. Ladies and gentlemen, until next Wednesday at 11, or Saturday at 11, right here on 860 AM Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll have a rebroadcast of today's show up on our internet site, American Workers Radio, within the hour. Thanks for tuning in. Rich and Mark, dovidzhenya, until next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Mike and Rich.